Pierre-Yves Bulteau? About coverage. I asked the question of the digital switchover to a number of community radios I know, and people there I know, and they have mixed feelings. Because when community radios were set up 30 years ago, they were set up for the purpose of the local community. They were locally rooted with local coverage for local purposes. And they very much were under the impression that their mission in life was to create a local radio, and so if they reached a broader audience, they would lose that objective from sight. But then there's the conflicting interest of reaching to as many people as possible, even if you're local. So the switchover to digital in among French community radios has really been represented an opportunity to discuss the winds of change. In order to be survivable, they've decided to become organized today, to pool their efforts. And so whether over the internet or TCP/IP or RNT or whatever, they've decided to pool their efforts. It's become a federation of community radios in the Loire region, near Nantes. I don't know whether you know the area. And FRAP, this association, became a mutual grouping of 22 community radios in from five different departments in France, because they concluded that clearly they would be stronger in the digital switchover to IP or digital terrestrial radio. They would be stronger that way. They set up FRAP Info and FRAP Régie back in 2009, because for the purpose of multiplexing, there was no way around the need to, there would be no way around the need to ally with other radios. And because the more you are, the bigger you are, the more weight you have. In other words, if as your community radio is facing RTL Television or Bertelsmann alone, you are as good as dead. So you have to federate, you have to pull your efforts, you have to share your efforts. So 23 local community radios have decided to pool their news resources over the five departments, and the advertising, the publishing house, the media house, sorry, has been mutualized. In order to survive the IP or RNT revolution, they reached a conclusion that they needed to be financially solid. And so this Radio Corp also means that each of those radios, as part of this grouping, has financial resources that that others individually don't have. So rather than spending huge amounts and still not resisting the digital switchover, they looked at the field and decided to put a number of resources in common. Cooperatives are being set up for the purpose of ensuring that they're not going to miss the changeover and that they're going to take it and successfully, and do so successfully. FRAP, in May 2010, and Francesco could probably say more about this, did something fairly unique in France. It was an attempt, I didn't monitor it to its conclusion, but in 2010 they inaugurated the first European multi-format broadcasting platform in Europe. The standard isn't decided yet, but in May 2010, between May and July 2010, they decided to look at the field and see how it could work. They tried to anticipate even before negotiations start, and those negotiations are going to be tough. Well, I don't quite remember exactly, but there are roughly 30 digital community radios in France these days. This is easily accessible data. Roughly 150 community radios have been issued new digital licenses, 30 of which are community radios in Nantes, Marseille, and Paris. And as I said, the data is available and can be checked. What I think is even more interesting in this experiment in Nantes is that change is coming from radio stations themselves. It's not coming from lawmakers or from regulatory authorities. It comes from community radios that come up with new ideas, that apply for and receive a temporary license to broadcast that will, by the way, soon be up for renewal. But I don't think the French CSA are going to balk because that would really be tantamount to telling community radios that they shouldn't be broadcasting in digital format. And there aren't that many digital radios applying for digital, community radios applying for digital licenses. Well, clearly, if you're going to switch over to a new format, you risk losing your predominant position on your market. You have to rethink your whole functioning. So the digital switchover does represent an opportunity, but it's also a challenge. It needs to be managed with politicians, with regulatory authorities, but I do think it represents an opportunity. There are alternatives. An EBU engineer recently developed low-cost DAB transmitters, 10 to 15,000 euros a piece, even less. And so urban multiplexing is something that could be contemplated, for instance, provided that towns and cities are large enough. Low-cost multiplexing to encourage community radios to pool their efforts to switch over to digital format. There aren't that many candidates. I have a quote that I'd like to read, which I find stimulating, by Pierre Béranger. Deputy director of Skyrock, deputy manager of Skyrock. He said that as far as radio digital transmission is concerned, that's no longer the issue. The issue these days is IP. He said the internet is revolutionizing communication, both radio and telecom. The internet has changed the present. IP broadcasting will change the future. That's quite seductive. But Skyrock and NRJ are also the owners of broadcasters such as Towercast. Towercast is a private IP broadcaster owned by NRJ. And so whatever they claim, they have motives. It's a way of replacing one monopoly for another, of substituting one monopoly for another. The reason why community radios are quite have mixed feelings about this digital revolution is that they were fooled for 40 years ago, and they're not going to be fooled again. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. I mean, negotiations are going to be very tough. Energy is a huge company these days, a huge media operator these days. Energy used to have regional programs. They've given up on that because it's expensive. But with multiplexing and IP broadcasting, they could go into that again, reconquer local markets, and in the process, force community radios to work with them using their Towercast multiplexing IP broadcaster, and if not, they're simply going to die. So again, if community radios want to survive, they're going to have to pool their efforts locally, they're going to have to stand together in order to successfully oppose large companies. I have one more question for Mr. Manirakiza about the digital changeover in Africa. Do you really think it's useful, needed, and advisable at present? We saw what the situation is in Chad. Do you really believe that they should buy digital radios? Because these community radios, they operate very successfully, they're very effective, very useful. But could they possibly survive the changeover to digital broadcasting? Well, it's inevitable. and we have to prepare for it. But I must say, few community media and radio managers in Burundi are even thinking about this transition. We're facing financial issues and difficulties on a daily basis. We have to find money to run the radio station. Some media in Burundi have had to close. Others are laying off some of their staff. And it's going to increasingly be the case in radio and other media as well. The government set up committees under the aegis of the Ministry of Information. There are representatives of the media, trades and professions on those committees, but they're completely ineffective because the government doesn't understand anything about new information and communication technology. So that's clearly one issue. And another one is or relates to people who are very poor, have bought an analog radio. Are they really going to afford a digital radio? How on earth are they going to be able to buy digital radios? That's the main issue. What's the point in switching over to digital transmission if digital reception is a remote proposition? It doesn't make any sense to transmit in digital format if the only person that's going to listen to you is yourself. Well, we don't have much time left. Florence Lecam is supposed to conclude at 4:30. So if there are any questions in the room, now is the time.